Vayakel and Pekudei, right?
So let's
and a Chodesh.
Well, we'll do Vayakel and Pekudei, because there's a Darash Moshe in Vayakel and a very similar one in Pekudei, and I think a similar idea. You'll see how it's connected. In Vayakel, Pasuk says, "Rei kara Hashem Hashem Vitzal." That look, I called upon Vitzala to do this. So the Darash Moshe, Moshe Feinstein says, "What do you mean, look?" It looks, the person who got called on looks the same as the person who didn't get called on. Meaning, what is it that you're going to see that's going to make it, Echroim b'nei Adam zeh? How do you see that I called upon Bitzalo to do this? So Moshe Feinstein says, any skill that a person has was clearly created in order to be able to do something. As in, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you this ability, a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you this skill, and people see that you have this skill, clearly you have this skill in order to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem, in order to do something with it. And therefore, we all have a role. Whatever skill, whatever we got going for us, we have to figure out how to use it for Ratzon Hashem. And if we don't, we're going to, one day, Olam Haba, they're going to be Toveya on us. And it's going to say, Hashem gave you this ability to make nice kelim for the Mishkan. Why didn't you? Hashem gave you whatever ability it is that you have, whatever koach you have an ability to be a public speaker, you have an ability to sit and learn, you have an ability to do chesed, you have an ability to make people happy. Whatever, your music, you're going to spread happiness, you're going to spread, you know, ruach, and people are going to be better over there, Hashem, because of it. And if you have that skill and don't use it, so they're going to be tovel you and say, wait, how come you didn't do it? So when a lot of people see that a certain person has this chachma, has this vura, so then they are going to, yeah, we can see it. Oh, wow, yeah, look at Bitzala, what he's doing. Oh, it must be, everybody could see that he has it. Hashem must have called on him to do this. It is obvious to me that Hashem has called on him to do this because I see he has this incredible ability. And the same is true, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, also about your anything you have. Your nechasim, your tzedakah. Okay, your money, meaning to be able to give tzedakah, to be able to support things, support important causes, to share it. Are you using everything that's at your disposal properly? And that, by the way, is the connection to Pekudei. Because how does Parsha Pekudei start? Hashem, yeah, good. El Pekudei. So Moshe gives an accounting of all the money. Everything they had gathered, and this is how much we used on this. This is, you know, nothing went to waste, nothing was pocketed by anyone. That's what all the Befarshim are saying, that maybe people were suspecting Moshe. Moshe all of a sudden got rich. It's an interesting statement that in the Gemara, that Psalacha, so whatever Moshe shaved off the Luchos when he was doing it, he got to keep. And all of a sudden he comes down from Har Sinai and he's very rich. So everybody's going to suspect that really he took all the donations in the Mishkan, therefore. Okay, that's not a Ramosha, but I mean, these are Mamre Chazal. So Moshe gives an accounting of all the money, where it went, what it's for. And it's because when you have something, when you have money, you have to have an account of what it's for. Etzem v'cheshbon is that a person, tzarech adam, l'sot cheshbon, al kol devar shenatano Hashem yitbarach. Whatever you've got, whether it's zman hachayim, the time in your life. Ma'asan zman hayakar shekatzav lo kadosh baruch hu. Did you use that time appropriately, whatever he gave you? Did you use it for Torah mitzvot, or did you waste time? If he gave you shefa parnasa, what did you do with your money? Did you give tzedakah? And because everything you have, it's not just up to you what to do. Things that are fully and totally yours, there's still rules of what you could do. Like Baal Tashlis. He gives two or three examples. This is one of them. Baal Tashlis. What? It's yours. You can't just waste it. Hashem's going to be, why'd you do that? I gave it to you to do something with. You know, you have a soda, and I want to sell the soda, and this person wants to buy the soda. But maybe I have to sell it to the, you know, Dina de Bar Metzra. I have to sell it to that guy. There's rules on my item. I have to follow all those rules. So lachen tzarich lasod cheshbon al kol davar. Ma'asa b'kol ha'kochot v'kishronot shenitbarach b'hem. Imishtamish b'hem keratzon Hashem yitbarach l'torah l'mitzvos. That's what we have to do. Whatever we've got going for us, we're going to have to answer. Did we use it the right way or not? And that's our tafkid in life in general. It's a big avoda. Okay, we have Baruch Hashem. So it's not just a musr, you know, it's not musr mushrooms. It's cholent chizuk, even without cholent here. So the chizuk is that you all have so much going for you. Okay, I am looking around the room, and I see people who I know have great kochos in learning, and great kochos in dibuch haverim, and great kochos in tefillah and singing, and making people happy, and making people belong and feel welcome, and therefore you have to first of all keep it going, keep doing all those important things that you're doing, and keep it up, but make sure you use all those kochos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you those kochos, and I look at you, I can see it. Re'eh, I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you it because I see that you're good at it. Whatever I see in you that you're good at, I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you. And to serve Him, somehow. And therefore, that creates an onus, a burden, a responsibility on you to do your part, to live up to the standard, live up to the expectations. Because we are going to have to answer for whatever kochos we had, did we use them properly or the right way? So that's the message that we can get from the Darash Moshe on Vayakal Pekudei. So, gach.